You are listening to Sci-Fi Party Line. This show may contain spoilers and strong language.
What do you mean, that's the Doctor? Doctor who?
Welcome to another episode of the Sci-Fi Party Line. I have Ron with me, and I met Ron on Twitter, and he loves Doctor Who, and we're going to talk about Doctor Who the whole time.
It's true. How about you? Anyway,
what are you, a rapper?
It was a great episode. It was awesome.
Planet of the Dead.
Yes, but there's things about it that made me weep like a little child, and the fact that you sit there and you think about it, and you're like, wow, this is the beginning of the end for David Tennant. And he's my doctor, you know? I mean, I didn't get into it back in, you know, when I was a little kid or anything.
Yeah,
because,
either.
I mean, there was, I mean, Colin Baker. How can I get into Colin Baker as a kid?
He's like 70 or something. I'm going to get beat up for that. But anyway.
but he is my
doctor, you know? He's grown on me. I was all about Christopher Eccleston there for a while. But then, you know, David grew on me. And he's kind of cute. And I kind of love him a little, you know? And I know you got some man love for him.
I do have some man love for David Tennant, I won't lie. And the thing about this episode that made me kind of upset is not the fact that it's the beginning of the end of David Tennant. It's just it's when I forget her name, because she was even though she may have been a, quote, low-level psychic, I forget her name. All I know is she was going to have chops and gravy.
Carmen or something.
Yeah, and when she said that, your song is coming to an end, I'm like, don't say that to me! Don't! Not you, evil woman!
She didn't have to say all that. They were saved, the day was saved, they were having a good time, and she had to go with that crap.
Exactly. He was about to walk into his police box and arrest himself. And she's like, he's gonna knock four times. And if anybody knows who we're talking about, it's obviously the Master's coming back.
He was funny, though.
He was great, but it has been reported that the Master is going to be in the final two episodes.
Okay, so there's two, not just one more.
Oh, no, he's got the one in November, and there's going to be one on Christmas Day and New Year's Day. The New Year's Day episode is the final David Tennant episode.
Why are they making us wait an entire, 6 months, a year, till November? That is ridiculous.
Because they know that... Okay, in the UK, it's probably not that bad, because they probably get, you know, Doctor Who reruns all the time, and Torchwood reruns all the time.
Well, Torchwood makes me cry. I can't watch that one.
Why can't you? Why does it make you cry?
It's so depressing. I had to stop watching.
No, the only time it didn't depress me when Owen died. It just kind of was
I didn't get that far.
Well, don't worry. I'm not going to spoil anything.
No. The last thing I know is he was like half zombie and parts were falling off and that type of stuff. And then after that, I was just like,
that's still going on.
Really?
That's still going. Yeah, that's.
I got
to the part where Gwen gets married.
Lord. Okay.
Yeah. So I won't get into. Yeah.
Okay. But do you think that this particular Planet of the Dead episode was well worth the wait? Was it, you know, something that we were waiting on? Did you feel cheated?
I didn't feel cheated until the very end, and I'll tell you why. Because the way he keeps going, he keeps talking about how everybody leaves, everybody's gone, this, that, and the other thing. And you know that even though that she's with his clone, so to speak, he's still pining over Rose.
I'm over Rose, personally.
I know you're over Rose. I'm over her, too, but I don't think the doctor is. I really don't.
I don't think he is. You're right, and I'm upset because you're right.
And here's the thing, is that he keeps talking like, oh, everybody leaves and I'm not going to let it happen again. That means he's going to, quote, unquote, die alone. And I hate to see that kind of thing happen.
Yeah, that's it.
Because when he regenerates, everybody's going to be like, all right. Did Fallout Boy's bus break down? can we get some napkins for the cutter, please?
Oh, my goodness.
Evo has come to Cardiff.
Okay, so three more episodes? Say just two more.
The Water of Mars, and then two more.
I don't feel, because we did get one treat from... You know, like the Time Lord thing when he said he stole his police box from his people. That's a little dark. Right, right. We don't know anything about that or what that about or if that was just something he thrown out there. And it's been brought to my attention that we didn't even see the Time War. There's Happy Doctor, a Time War that we never seen, and then the start of the new series with Chris Rizzo. Yeah.
Well, and here's something else that bothered me is I was at the bar the other night and we were talking Doctor Who.
Really? At the bar?
At a bar. Now, that is a very proactive bar. Let me put it that way.
It's not a pub. Right, it wasn't a pub. It was a bar.
Unfortunately, it was a bar. It wasn't a pub. But there were no pints being drunk. But so this friend of mine and I were having a discussion. He's a hardcore Eccleston fan.
Okay.
He thinks that Tennant's Doctor basically kisses humanity's ass. And my argument is you have to pay attention throughout the entire run of David Tennant until the very end of Journey's End when he tells Rose, you made me a better man.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So it's like he's a completely different person than what he was when he was, Christopher Eccleston.
Well, yeah. He wasn't
popular.
I
think that makes sense.
I get it. He's still, he's always saving Earth. It's always about the humans. It's always about us. Of course,
I think he just sees potential in us.
Really?
I think that's what it is. I think he sees potential in us as a race. And if he could come to my house, because I have nothing going on this week, and we can go hang out with the face of Bo.
Oh, my goodness. He'll kiss you.
And I can call him out and be like, what's up, Jack? How you doing, Jack?
I wish Jack would show up because I love him and the Doctor together.
Well, that's the thing. What really bothers me is that Torchwood is a Doctor Who spinoff, but we have yet to see the Doctor on it.
We saw his hand.
Well, we saw his hand, and if you pay really, 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 really close attention to the episode, was it End of Days, the last episode of Series 1 of Torchwood, you can see this little ant moving across the screen, and that's Jack running to the TARDIS in the episode Utopia.
Dude, I think I might have missed that.
You have to pay really close attention. I was watching it online, and I was just like, wait a minute, what is that? And I actually grabbed a magnifying glass, and I looked, and I'm like, oh my god, it's Jack.
Goodness.
And I love how whenever somebody tries to give him CPR because they think he's dead, he wakes up and he's like, who's kissing me?
Yeah. Jack. I don't know.
You're not a Jack hater, are you?
No. Hold up. No, I love Jack. I love him. It's just, I just couldn't watch Torchwood because he's not as funny on Torchwood as he is on Dollhouse. He's, fun and... I mean, did I say Dollhouse? I meant...
You did. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
I have a Dollhouse website up and I'm... Stupid me.
How about Felicia Day's episode getting cut, huh?
I just talked about that. Let's not talk about that.
That was hardcore.
It's just a rumor. Okay.
I don't know why Joss Whedon went back to Fox after they bent him over and didn't give him a reach around.
No, let's stay focused.
Focused.
Well, you don't believe that this particular this episode just seemed like a Doctor Who adventure, but it didn't move his story.
It didn't move his story at all until the very end when low-level psychic chick,
with her bad wig.
who needs to go home and eat her chops and gravy. Here's another thing that bothered me. He said they were making chops and gravy. I'm like, what, no mashed potatoes? No apple? What about applesauce? Is that too American for you?
Well, they were having tea. So.
And that's another thing that bothered me. He calls Unit, okay?
Who is the Unit? Doctor. I don't recall Unit. I thought he was going to call...
Unit was from... Unit's from, the Tom Baker days.
Oh, so we haven't seen Unit
in a while.
Okay, and that's why I was like, what is Unit? I don't know Unit.
No, they were actually... When John Pertwee changed to Tom Baker, he did it in, a Unit office. And it's when Sarah Jane Smith was around. So that's how long ago that was. But you call up Unit. And plus, if you watched Torchwood second series, you know that a former Doctor Who companion is now the medical officer over at Unit.
Okay.
So how come Martha couldn't show up?
Right. Why didn't Martha show up? I don't know. There's something weird going on with the way Martha left the show, and I don't know. Maybe they just didn't like her or something. I don't know.
Well, the thing with Donna that bothered me is that nobody really got to like her until she had to leave.
That's why they liked her, because she left. I liked her midway. I liked her
midway. Go get bothered.
I thought she was, like, I didn't like her with
the Dr. Donna?
No, the wedding.
When she had the Time Lord power?
No, I like that. I like that. But I did not like her first appearance, which was with the wedding and that and the other. And she was the bride. Yeah. I hated that. But
And the TARDIS was chasing after a car. Was that that episode?
The TARDIS was chasing a car?
Was chasing a taxi.
Oh.
I think it was that episode.
I vaguely remember that.
The Runaway Bride.
Yeah, that. Ugh, that was just abysmal. I hated that. And then the spider and... Ugh.
Yeah, not. So now, I know you said you were hardcore Eccleston for a while. What is your favorite Eccleston episode?
The one when he was at the end of the world dancing to Tainted Love.
Oh, that's episode. That's actually titled The End of the World.
Yeah.
That's where
I fell in love with him right then and there.
Technically speaking, that is the first appearance of Captain Jack Harkness.
And maybe that's why I love that episode so much. It just had
there
so
you go,
much.
Steve.
It just had so much in it. And I think Jack is hot, you know, even though he's. Well, I think he's only gay in real life, is he? He's not bisexual in real life.
No, he's gay in real life.
Yeah, and he's just bisexual on the show. But
actually, they refer to him as pansexual.
Right, because he likes aliens as well.
Maybe it's because they're from the 51st century, and they can do that kind of thing then.
Yeah.
And nobody bought. I wonder if the world in the 51st century will actually be that okay with everything. You know what I mean?
Well, the world constantly ends. There's always the apocalypse, so maybe that's why nobody cares.
And that's another thing is that I think that Tennant's doctor isn't so much kissing humanity's ass as, like you just said, our world is always ending, and humankind always finds a way to survive.
With the help of somebody. Who knows?
With the help of a guy in a police box, usually.
On Christmas.
On Christmas. Because the Sycorax are there.
Oh, God.
That episode was great, though, because he's like, this here's my fighting hand.
Yeah! That was a good first showing for him. That was a very
was
good
great.
First showing. Because I didn't know if I was going to like him, but he just pulled everything he had out and said, look, you're gonna like me.
Like when he starts quoting the Lion King.
Like, what the hell was that?
Yeah, it's
like,
what are you doing?
He started noticing he was in his pajamas, but he called them Jim Jams, and I just love that whole
thing. Yeah, and he referenced Arthur Dent.
Yes,
you know, and,
yes, that was the Jim, yeah. That was good. It was just good.
That was fantastic.
Like I said, like to bring it back to, what is this, Planet of the Dead, it was okay.
Yes.
I wanted more, but
Yeah.
I wanted more Time Lord.
Yeah, there wasn't too much Doctor. There was more, they focused a lot on Malcolm.
Malcolm, the Doctor guy?
Who was like, at the end, I love you, I love you, I love
you. You know, we haven't talked about Michelle Ryan.
Who did she play?
Bionic Woman lady. She was the thief.
See, she's not doing anything right now. Why couldn't she be his companion for a while?
We didn't even mention her till what was it? It's 15 minutes into the show. That's a problem.
Well, apparently her character wasn't that hot.
I'm not into her. I mean, I guess because I have such a bad view. I had to watch every episode of Bionic Woman, and they just didn't get better. And just
I'm
to
so
see,
sorry.
I know. Thank you. And what did you think about her?
I guess because she wasn't the main focus of the program, it was okay. But I don't know. She didn't sit right with me. I think
really?
It was kind of like, hey, look, there's Trinity with some boobs and long hair.
Wow. That's,
plain and simple.
Wow, that's not much to say.
No, not really.
Huh. Well.
It just, I don't know. She just, but the thing is I want him to have a companion so he doesn't die alone. As weird as that sounds.
Well, he gave up. He's given up. He doesn't want any. He doesn't want, he wants to die alone because he doesn't want them to get hurt. You don't like that at all.
I'm not a big fan. No, that's the one thing I'm not a big fan of, because he needs somebody to interact with that's not David Morrissey pretending to be him.
Damn.
The Next Doctor was a good episode, but it could have been so much better.
I liked it a little.
It could have been so much better had he had somebody there with him and it wasn't, you know, the guy had an actual screwdriver, you know? It's my sonic screwdriver. Really? Are you whistling again, sir? Yes.
I like that one because it had more adventure and it was more, I don't know, over the top. And it just had more to me. This one just seems like crazy crap of the week. And, and we've been waiting on it. I guess, what are you going to do? Wait till November.
Well, here's
wait till November.
Is you know.
What?
Yeah, you know damn well that when Matt Smith takes over, when Flock of Seagulls takes over.
What do you mean, Flock of Seagulls?
His hair.
That hair, I don't get it. What is that?
If you Google like the singer for Flock of Seagulls, hit that hair, and you look at Matt Smith, and you're like, oh my god, he's gonna start singing. And I ran so far away. I mean, and here's the thing: is there's never gonna be another Rose, no matter how hard they try.
I was not that attached to Rose. I don't.
I was because I got a thing for Billy Piper, but that's all besides the point.
Okay.
As have you ever seen the Catherine Tate sketch? It was before she started on the show, where it was for Red Nose Day, where David Tennant played her English teacher.
I saw that.
Yes.
I saw that. That was good.
Where she's like, you got a thing for Billy Piper? I was like, yes, I do.
That was a very good skit.
It is hilarious. Because he gets to speak in his traditional Scottish accent, and, you know, everything's fantastic. And
yeah.
I don't know. It's when she started talking like that and saying, he'll look four times, I'm like, I'm going to knock you out. You keep talking like that. And I'm going to hit you four times.
I guess it drew people back in because it was such a wacky, out-of-the-way episode. And
yeah.
I just don't understand why we have to wait, why we don't get some seasons, why they didn't break this one up. I would have taken this as a webisode. They could have drug it out a whole year, I guess. I don't know. I need Doctor Who in my life, man. I need her.
So do I. And here's the thing, is that even though the clone in Journey's End, even though the clone had wiped out the Daleks,
mm-hmm.
Okay, you know damn well when Matt Smith takes over, he's going to have to take on the Daleks again.
And the damn Cybermen.
And the Cybermen.
The damn Borg. Anybody who...
They're just going to cross-pollinate with shows, and the Borg is going to show up. The Romulans are going to start time-traveling like in the new Star Trek.
They're going to throw everything at him the same thing. We're going to see the same crap.
Yeah, it won't be the same because he's not going to be, you know.
I think he's going to be the Doctor. He's going to be like Dave. He's going to try to be like David Tennant. He's not going to be his own Doctor because maybe he's too young to be, you know.
Yeah. Well,
I don't know.
But he's not going to have to. Have you ever seen Time Crash?
What is this? What?
With the Fifth Doctor and the Tenth Doctor, where the TARDISes collide.
Is that pre Christopher Eccleston?
No. It's David Tennant and Peter Davison.
Was that
the Fifth Doctor and the Tenth Doctor.
Was that a special or something?
It was a real quick thing. It takes place between the time Martha leaves the TARDIS at the end of the time, last of the Time Lords, and before he collides with the Titanic in the beginning of Voyage of the Damned.
I think I vaguely remember that.
Yeah, that's
but
true. Like, he did something.
I didn't know enough about the series to get that.
Yeah, and it was great because, you know, he sits there, and you can see David Tennant shining through the Doctor character at one point, and he tells him, he's like, you know, I wanted to be just like you, but, you know, I look at the brainy specs and the trainers, and And he's like, because you are my doctor. And I'm just like, wow, if I could have a minute and a half alone with David Tennant and be like, because you're my doctor. You know, and then all of a sudden, and then he reminds him as he's fading away, like in time and space and stuff, he reminds him to put up his shields, and he goes to press a button, and then the Titanic hits him.
Wow, I need to rewatch and then, that, because it's like, one of my, you're saying this, I'm like, wow, I totally don't remember any of that.
I'll have to send, you know what, I'll send you, let me find it, and I'll send you the link, and you can watch it when you're done with the show.
Oh, and I can put a link to it in my show notes as well.
There you go. Let me find it here. But it was fantastic. Peter Davison gained all sorts of weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this was done for Children in Need special in 2007, and it's really funny. It aired November 16th, 2007. It's about 8 minutes long.
Oh, okay.
And it's fantastic. And the clip is actually introduced by Captain Jack. John Barrowman. Can I get a mop over here, please? Yes.
Okay.
And it was just fantastic. I mean, okay. Because it's, you know, everybody has their doctor.
Uh-huh.
And I hope that nobody can say that Colin Baker is theirs, because Colin Baker was god-awful.
No, I hear that, though.
The first episode after he regenerated from Peter Davison, he starts choking his assistant, or his quote on, you know, his companion or whatever, because he thinks she's evil. Like, trying to play up the whole, like, regeneration insanity. The only insanity David Tennant has was realizing that he had new teeth.
He was obsessed by that, wasn't he? He was living teeth. He was just going on about his teeth. Anyway.
New teeth.
I don't feel compelled to watch the old ones. I'm just, I don't, I should.
I, you know, that's, I, yeah. I go to the BBC, to... I go to their YouTube account, and you can watch a bunch of old clips.
Really?
And you watch them, and you're just like, wow, how did they get by without CGI?
Yeah, I don't want to look at that. I think I've watched two old ones, one when they went to, like, the Mayan Empire and some other one or something. I was just like, wow, this is going to be a long journey. Trying to watch all these things.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's not as you know. and plus, I don't think any of the doctors really had a sense of humor until Tennant took over.
What? Really? You know, they were all grumpy?
I don't think, from what I, well, I mean, Tom Baker kind of did, but Tom Baker, you didn't know if he was laughing or if he was just, you know, joking about something or if he was certifiably insane. Because if you watch him in interviews now, he's like loony freaking tunes. I'm Tom Baker. You know.
Are you sure that's just not, you know, I don't know, that we don't get him, or he's just crazy?
Why, because he's British, he's special?
I didn't say that. I love,
that's another thing, that, you know, I'm looking here at this frozen image of John Barrowman, and as he's introducing this clip, and it's like, oh, I can't believe you were born in Scotland and had to be raised in the States.
He was? I knew that.
He was, if you check out his Wikipedia page, I'll even bring it up right now.
Uh-oh.
Okay, John Barrowman, Wikipedia. Come on, Lord, who's a pretty girl? That's okay. He's 42, doesn't look a day over 30.
Somebody's lying. That boy does not look a day over 30. I mean, he looks way over 30, but not old. He looks good for, I'm going to stop talking. Yeah,
he was born March 11th, 1967. And Glasgow, Scotland.
But he sounds American. Can he do British accents? I'm pretty sure.
Yes,
he can.
And actually, if you watch the episode "Dead Man Walking" of Torchwood, he purposely tries to get arrested with Owen, and because Owen's running around when he shouldn't be, because he's, you know, dead, and then he says something with a really, like, a Cockney accent. It was kind of funny.
Cockney.
Yeah, and he has dual citizenship with the UK and the US.
Aww.
And he's currently, hold on.
Where was he born? New York or something? What?
No, he was born in Glasgow.
I mean, where was he raised in the US?
He spent a bunch of time in Joliet, Illinois.
Oh, okay.
That's not too far from me.
Where are you?
I'm in Wisconsin.
Oh, I'm Texas. Houston.
Well, yeehaw!
Oh, shut up. Stop it. Oh, Okay, well, Ron, I guess we talked Doctor Who long enough. What else are you watching?
I need to get. I've been told that I need to start watching Sarah Connor Chronicles just because it's like that good.
It's about to get
And
canceled. I don't know if you should bother. I'm kidding.
well,
I'm
I can
kidding.
watch it
It's a good
online for
show. It's
free,
a good
so.
show. Yeah, it's a good show.
I used to be into Smallville pretty hard,
Ugh, yeah, I
but
lost it.
no, it just kind of after Jeff Johns did his episode with the Legion, it went downhill. This whole
That's where it
Doomsday
went
thing
downhill
just
for
kind
you. Because after Daddy, what's his name? The dad died?
My brother and I call him Bo Duke.
Yes, that guy. I was really upset a long time after he died.
Oh, it didn't bother me because he was supposed to, he's supposedly
Yeah,
dead in the,
blah,
oh, he's dead in the
blah, blah,
comics now.
blah. I don't
Well, no,
care.
he's dead in the comics
Yeah,
now.
I understand that, but still, it upset me that Lana got to live and he died.
Well, now she's gone too, and nobody has to worry about it.
Yeah, but she's not dead. Isn't she in college or something?
No, she is, what was it? She, like, has some weird thing. It's like a body armor that she can never take off, and it's composed of kryptonite. No, I'm not kidding you. So her and Clark can never do Lay Nasty.
That's brilliant. That's better than killing her.
It is. It's like, ha
I
ha, you little
think
bitch. Now here, this is
the
not.
actress herself is awesome, but that character, oh, used to just drive me nuts.
Yeah, but she went and
Oh.
ruined her career.
What do you mean?
She ruined her career by doing Street Fighter, The Legend of Chun-Li.
That is, isn't that coming out? Isn't that coming out
It's
soon? Or
been out, I think.
it's been out? Ooh.
Well, it kind of bothered me. But anyway, here's something more
Poor
Doctor
baby.
Who-ish, okay?
Poor
You can
baby.
tell that John Barrowman was a Doctor Who fan for a long, long time.
How's this?
Because on Doctor Who Confidential, he talks about, and it's kind of in a Scottish accent, he talks about, how he gets to finally work with Davros. He's like, I grew up loving him, blah, 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 blah. And then, according to David Tennant's video diary, when they were filming Doctor Who Series 3, Barrowman had a dog named Tegan. And Tegan is the Fifth Doctor's companion.
So he could
So
be
you
like a
see.
kind of a stalker.
You know what? David Tennant should be locking his doors. Just saying.
The doctor never really took to Captain Jack. He always would
No,
kind of.
and they have the funniest running joke in the entire series.
Which is?
Whenever Jack would introduce himself to somebody, the doctor would just say, "Stop it," or
Yeah.
"Don't do that."
Yeah.
He's like, "What? I'm
Well,
just
no.
being polite."
Well, no. He was flirting. He wasn't introducing himself. He was flirting, and that's why.
It's true. Well, because he was flirting with everybody he meets.
He was making out with everything.
It was great. It was fantastic. Even in the episode, what was it, Utopia, when
Is
he
this?
meets that alien
Yeah.
with the green, he like he just says, "Hi, Captain Jack Harkness." He's like, "Stop it."
Yeah.
And you're like, he's like, "What? I'm just saying hi." And she's like, "Oh, well, maybe later." I'm like, "What?"
Witchcraft. Time Lord.
You wanna know the best bit? This new hand.
It's a fighting hand!
Well, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap this one up.
Okay, go ahead and wrap it up.
Yeah, you
I'll sit
wrap it
here
up.
and look
No, well, you
pretty.
gotta. That's your last name, isn't it? Pretty?
No, it's Pertee.
Oh,
It's
come
French.
on. No, okay.
It is, I swear, it's Pertee. And you know what's funny is it's French, just like the tenth one of the Tenth Doctor's sayings.
What? What
Which
was
one of
it?
his catchphrases, "Allons-y," which is French for "Let's go."
All right. Well, let's
There you
go
go.
and let's wrap this up. Thank you for joining me, Ron, on this episode of Sci-Fi Party Line, Doctor Who, Planet of the whatever it was, Planet of the
The
Lost
dead, I
Dead,
believe. I
Planet
think they
of the
were. I
Dead,
think it was a.
Land of
Yeah,
the Dead.
Planet of Dead Sand People.
Yeah, it's
Like Star
weird.
Wars or
It's
something, I don't know.
weird, right?
Dead Sand People. Anakin got there before they could get there.
Oh God, now you're putting me in pain. Oh, Anakin.